and it's Red News Podcast. We can't remember the number again. And we've just played Leicester. 1-1 in a better game of football, but ultimately futile. A bit something like the season where we start well, we go 1-0 up, and then it sort of becomes hesitant. And then with the sellers, Nick and Nathan, and we've sold in torrential, horrible, depressing rain. So thanks all who bought the mag. And what do you think? Nick's driving, and he's not going to crash again. What do you think of that?
I enjoyed it. I know we didn't win, but at least it was entertaining. It could have been worse. We could have been sat there watching a dying performance. We didn't play great, but at least it was end-to-end. We're not going to get fourth, are we? So it's just about
no, that's gone, I think, today after. We've played better recently, haven't we? I mean, we've had the goon at Wembley, which was not going to make it all worthwhile, but it sort of... After such a shit season, that feeling of 2 minutes of just you don't know where you're ending up, how many row forward, if you're going to, what brute part of the body you're going to bruise, that just felt so good. And it's almost like the deflation is, right, win the FA Cup, but we're not going to make fourth. So what do we do? Got to get rid of him. Nathan?
Got to enjoy, haven't we?
Yeah, I don't know. I just want the season to end now.
Yeah.
Like,
it's bizarre, the shit ones really go quick.
In obviously,
you play less games.
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. If it just feels like, especially this last, since that December where we thought he was going, it's gone. We're in May.
Yeah, since we lost the Norwich.
Same shitty cold weather.
Yeah.
So today, I thought Valencia, I don't like him at right back, but I thought he was very good. He really did well there. They were good. You can see why they're a good team.
They spread themselves well. They cover the pitch really well. Yeah. They're just hard to break down, aren't they? And that's why they've done so well.
Well, they offer each other options, which we don't do. We seem to become predictable. Like Rocco did well. But we sort of... No, but I mean, in terms of we were getting space down there, but then it's like, that's all we can do. So we'll do that for the next 10 moves. Where you think, you've got to... you know, like, Johan and his hugs, we love you, but... It does disappoint me.
I think that game needed Matter today, though. I was saying it to Nathan. And that, I mean, I've still got a real problem with Jesse Lingard. I know he works hard, but he's not a United player. And I thought
you say that, and it, I think the three... Right, sorry, go on.
No, I was just saying that Matter was just... He was needed in that game today, and he just didn't really get on the ball. And we keep playing the ball down the left-hand side. It's just like, why?
Yeah.
It just kind of defeats the object of putting a fresh player on if you're not going to give him the ball. It just all of it just confuses
me. But Matter's not going to come on... History suggests, apart from Anfield, and it's not going to be 2-1 Matter scored the winner, is it?
No.
You're bringing on a good creative player, but he's not going to win us the game. He's not going to do us what we thought we expected him to do.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's kind of sums it up, really. Yeah. No one really knows what to say.
I mean, Fellaini, I've made him a scapegoat, but he just... Depresses me.
He's robbing a career, that lad, isn't he?
He's not, but he's just not. If you think Lingard, see, with Lingard, I think the three of them offer options. He's a youngster. I get why he gets criticised, but the three of them together have improved United. Since he's played that front three, they're doing all right, and Lingard's part of that three. Now, he might be making mistakes, but he's added something, so I'm happy with that. Whereas with Fellaini, we just get... I don't know. We have the same... It's just his head. And he's not doing too bad. In the last month, he's not actually done as bad as I would portray once I've had a few pints later. But there's so many things we've got to change in that squad.
I think Mourinho will keep him, you know. Would he keep him?
Yeah, I think he kind of would. Are we going to get Mourinho? This it goes...
I said in the Telegraph, didn't it, that it was...
Yeah, but Louis van Gaal said, see you next season. So, God help us. See, I think Woodward's in turmoil. He doesn't know what to do. If we don't make fourth, then I think he will move. The journos all seem to think it'll be Mourinho.
We've dropped another 2 points now. We're not going to get fourth.
No, like, but they can't do it now.
If we'd have won today, then you never know. Like, because obviously Arsenal and City have still got to play each other.
But next week, as I said, we'd win today and then we'd lose at Norwich. That's what we're doing this season.
That's United,
I didn't think ever we'd win the four games, but there's. As we've put in the mag, there's someone at United I trust, and he said, oh, Mourinho's briefings and all that are a bit desperate now. Is that him? Is he as well placed? So is he just putting it out there? Is he just Are they actually thinking that he's acting desperate? Is Fergie's power shift? You know, so much politics. As there always been since the 70s, McGuinness, Farrell, Busby, Doherty. But you think they've got to make a clinical decision soon. If it's happening, it's got to be the Monday after the cup final. They've got to expect that, not off the rank and file, but if we win the FA Cup, there'll be a lot of criticism if they do sack him. Not from us, but you know. So, are you prepared for that? Well, are you going to front
who's it? Gonna criticize, who's going
to... Well, the media, they'll love it, won't they?
They're the ones that are bloody saying that Mourinho's got the job.
No, I know, but they're desperate for his copy as well. Even there, everyone's bored with Van Gaal. No one actually wants to listen to him anymore. Even him, I'd imagine.
I couldn't tell you the last time I listened to a post-match interview with him.
Ah, depresses me.
I don't listen to him, he winds me up.
It's the pre-matches that I just think, okay, he's suffocating the oxygen out of those press conference rooms. But, you know, I have thought recently we've got a better squad than we've given it credit for, but we're still four or five players short. And then, so they've got to put the money there.
Which is scary considering we bought four or five players last year.
And we spent £300 million since Fergie. And we are I do think we are a better squad. We're a different squad. But, you know, where he's arguing about his creative player, if you take Mata out of that thing, well, we are lacking a creative player or two, and they're the ones who do win your games, not your strikers. So I'm very excited with Marshall, then Rashford.
Yeah. I think everyone's happy with them, aren't they, really?
But they've sort of not Marshall, you give him ultimate credit for, but they've landed, Rashford's landed in his lap. I like Timothy. That's a joke over the head of anyone under 30. Timothy, Ronnie Corbett.
Oh, right, sorry.
Do you remember that TV series of a shit?
No, again, under 30.
Yeah.
But we've got the FA Cup finals to look forward to.
Yes, and I'm buzzing for that. I'm of the vintage where I get very excited.
Well, yeah,
and I was excited by the semi even if it was at shit Wembley.
Excited by a semi.
It's not the first time you said that.
Yeah, very good.
Usually gets excited by semis.
They're on a run, aren't they? But yeah, so and hopefully all these the sellers will get sorted because they're not season ticket holders. So if any kind listener feels that lads have sold in shit, done all the games, give them a ticket.
Please help us. Please.
Yeah. Nick will do anything, as you'll read in the new mag.
He will, yeah.
He's that such a sad bastard. That's what I was thinking when we did it. The low point wasn't Aston Villa at home or Norwich at home or Southampton. It was Nick sending us Norwegian betting tips.
But did they win?
I don't know.
They won 5-0 and no one put it up.
You can remember this.
So, you know, this is the thing.
Right, so the FA Cup final we're excited about, and then we've ultimately changed. So if you would go into your magic wand, which you've got in your little cupboard, Nick, and go, what do you want to happen now? We've talked all this season, we all know it. There's no point going over it. We know the players that we rate, we know the players that we don't, we know how bad it's been. So let's look forward.
I'd love another 90th minute winner at Wembley, as much as the stress I don't think I can take. So we win in Wembley, either 4-0 or another 90th minute winner.
See Pardew's face squirming with disgust. I hate
definitely
that little shit.
I hate him as well. He's in his face.
Yeah.
Did he make the top 10 football comes of the season?
That's another aside. We've got to do that podcast for the cup final. The 10 biggest twats of the season.
Yeah. Anyway.
Michael Owen tops a lot of this. Right, so yeah.
Anyway, moving on.
So do you want Mourinho?
No. He's a winner.
He is that.
He's a winner. It's not going to be worse than Van Gaal. It's going to be better, isn't it? We all agree it's going to be better under Mourinho.
For two seasons.
All right, well, if it's for two seasons, it's for two seasons. It's at least it's two seasons of winning.
Is that what we're accepting? Are we accepting we're now a short term? And I'm not... Well, you know, we were once we sat Moyes after a year.
We're not going to find the next Fergie, though, are we? We can't live.
We're just as boring under Mourinho.
But we'll win.
Yeah, but
I don't think we can be as bored as this season, Nathan. I don't think there's a pragmatic. I wake up and I think we've got to go Mourinho. Then an hour later, I think,
no.
Some of what he gets up to, and I'm not disputing Fergie, some of what he got up to.
Though? And I know they were saying about Laurent Blanc the other day.
I'm not convinced. I like Simeone, but I don't think he would come. Pochettino's not going to come. So.
Signed a 5-year contract,
hasn't he? I do not put it, you know, the gossip lad keeps going on. I don't discount that they'd go gigs and they'd drum it up as a massive, this is what United are all about, and they might. Gary Neville comes back and they sell it, Scholes coming back to club. I wouldn't dispute nothing. I wouldn't put anything past them, but I wouldn't call it senior management genius. They are obviously, he's got his noodles between his teeth, Woodward, and he's patting his head with the official shampoo partner and going, I don't know what to do.
That's them actually giving them an idea if they're listening.
No, they've got one. They've got an actual Unilever official, I think.
I don't know what's worse, the fact we've got one or the fact you knew what it was.
Because I did that for the mag on that side of bastard. I saw the list of them all. There's that many. There isn't.
Fair play to him. Fair play. That buys us another Fellaini, that partnership. Then.
Yeah, great. For $4 million over the buyout clause. Win the FA Cup. United will always be back, so I'm never... I've gone past the fear I had with Moyes in the early in December where we were another Liverpool. We're not that. So we'll be... But we've got to start...
Sound like you had from your dream the other night.
No, I'd actually dreamt that... Well, the mad thing is so clear because I can remember his conference and then he got asked a couple of questions and he turned up with that smug, like, scary look. And then he started floundering. And it actually... Horrific, dreaming about David Moyes. Imagine that.
It's not a dream. It's not a dream.
Oh, God.
It's a scary thought.
Gone are the days of wet dreams.
Now he's
dreaming about David Moyes. How about that? Right, Nathan, so if it's not Mourinho...
I'd let Giggs...
I think we're all, you know... Well, there are... No, there's many who just go, right, it's got to be Jose. That's got to be him. They seem so sure about
it. If it is, and they don't give it Giggs, Giggs needs to go elsewhere. Because otherwise, what is he doing? Just sitting around. I know he obviously does stuff like it.
The coaching, they do, right, you know.
He needs to go and get some... If they're not going to give it him, he needs to go and get some actual experience.
Someone's farted in here, which in a car of threes, limiting the choices. It's like, it's the Giggs, Van Gaal or Mourinho scenario, and it wasn't me, so I'm the Van Gaal, I'm off this. Right, thanks everyone. I'm going to try and do one for the last game at Upton Park in the cup final, but I'm not having fun, so thanks, cheers for buying the mag.
Cheers.